boy pulls a girl's pigtail, and he says, "Oh," he says, "Oh, it was an accident." She says, "No, it wasn't. You did it
on purpose."
And child's been bad. You do what to him?
Spank.
And today I fight. Yesterday I. Today I fight. Yesterday I.
Pull.
And somebody asks you, "Can I do it?" And you say, "Oh, I. I might." Someone says, "Might you do it?" And you say, "Yeah. Well, I might do it."
Could.
The other thing I wanted to ask you then was about, get it off. Pretty well done. If you wouldn't mind answering a couple of these things, Parson. It would be nice, but the highest course, I don't mean A, B, C, but the highest grade you reached in school.
A.
Good. And you've lived here all your life. You were born here. You never lived in any other town or any other counties. You traveled much outside of Illinois?
Not too much.
Went to Pennsylvania. You went to New York a couple of different times.
Mm-hmm.
You went to California.
All right. So these were never more than 2 or 3 week trips, I suppose, if that long. And your father, you told me your grandfather, or your father was born in Maine, your mother was born in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I have an uncle who lives in Maine, Strong, Maine, and we address a letter to Strong Me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a town right by it called Bath. Bath Me, I guess it is.
I always like to turn and go down around that place in that state of Ohio where those horses all were.
The buggies, yeah.
You didn't see Heidi, car, or
No, those people dominate down there. You know, they're having a real problem, too, with these people. They don't want to send their kids to schools.
They don't.
The Amish feel that there's no need to send children any more than 8th grade. And the state law says you got to go 12. And they fought it in court. I don't know what's ever happened. I don't think they ever got any place with it. I think they finally agreed to have their own teachers. But they don't see there's any need for people to go to school beyond the 8th grade. Because they know everything they need to know.
And they dress the whole time.
Yeah, they're very funny. But some of the young people are beginning to rebel. I have seen cars down there. They have black cars, but they have cars.
Well, the other day in Dixon, there's quite a bunch down west here, too. And they're beginning to change. I've seen a couple there with whiskers on, and they were dressed more.
Oh, there's some in Dixon. I didn't know that.
Yes, there's quite a bunch down west here. They're getting pretty strong around here. They're coming in.
Hmm.
And they all, a whole bunch, they don't have, they don't neighbor with nobody, just themselves.
Yeah.
You have to have a high school education and expect to get anywhere.
Yeah. It's tough anymore if you don't. Do you know where your grandfather and grandmother were born? I think I asked that before, but I don't think I wrote it down. Your grandfather? Yes. On your father's side first.
Really, I don't know.
Just don't know.
Before I was born.
And
I don't know. Did he come from England?
Maybe you don't know the mother's side either, I suppose.
I think she was born around here in Illinois.
And you're a farmer. You speak no other language.
No.
Okay. Well, that pretty well does it.
No, I don't speak all I do speak.
Well, I certainly do thank you. Got done pretty good time. Get them as fast as they could. Hope you feel better.
Sure
do. Tough, Bob. Let's see, there's nobody to take your place on a farm if you're sick, is there? I mean, it's do it or nothing. It's something you don't realize, you know. We're sick. I call my some of my friends are teaching the English department and tell them, would you take my class today? I don't feel like coming. You can't call a barn and say, cows, take care of yourself today.
Once you got an iron man here, if you don't get it, but we'll run along with it.
Oh, if you don't feel good enough, Marvin had a spitting axe, I'll go out and help him. I haven't been going out the last couple of weeks.